Today's daf is Chof Gimel, but we're going to continue on from the Mishnah on the Chof Beis Amud Beis. And we're right on the bottom. The Mishnah has explained that in a case where the Mincha became Tmeyah before Kiddush Kli, so then you could be Poded. If the Mincha became Tmeyah after Kiddush Kli, then you cannot be poted, as it didn't have any other mincha. There's nothing unique about minchat sota in that case. And therefore, it's burned just like any psule hamugid. Ve'ilu sheminchotehem nisrafot. Now, the following minachot run up with this problem of being unable to be nikravot and unable to be nifdot, and only if you don't have that choice. If there wasn't kiddush kli, you could always be poted. But the following are cases where there is a kedusha saguf and there's no possibility of pidyon. Ha'omeret me'ah ani lecha. If the woman at some point after kiddush kli says that I am t'me'ah, then she cannot drink, and therefore there's nothing to do with this mincha. It's too late to be poded. Or shabola edim she t'me'ah. If edim show up now and say that she was t'me'ah, then there's also nothing to do with the mincha. How merit any shota, where she just says, look, I can't go through with it. Where we say we don't force her to go through with it in certain cases. Or shabala inorot selashkota, cases where the husband doesn't want to be mashkeher. So we said it has to be done on the day ba'ala. It cannot be done by beitin. Vishabala ba'ala abaderech. And another case would be where her husband had slept with her along the way, and we just found out. So in that case, there's no way to be bodek her because the Baal is no longer menuke miavon. And it's only where the Baal is naki miavon, as we'll see later on, that we can possibly use his kanaut to test his wife. But he is certainly not a man that has a right to test anybody if he himself is not standing tests. And therefore, we don't have anything to do. Now, Tosus says, but on this case, I mean, it really shows that by the time she got to the Beit HaMikdash, it wasn't roi to be Makadosh this mincha. So why isn't it considered to be just a mistake? We said before that in cases where it turns out that we never should have been Makadosh the mincha, now we just say, okay, just forget about it. It was all in error. And now you don't even have to be poded. I mean, maybe a gezeira that it shouldn't look like kochim is yotze without pidyon. But there's no longer was a mistake. We thought we were going to use this mincha to be a maskeret avon to be bodek, and it turns out there was no maskeret avon at all. I mean, isn't that exactly the same as the case where turns out that there were edim all along? So if there were edim all along, so then we say that it's not shayach to be mekadesh the mincha up front. Tosfos says it's not considered to be, in this case, mivurar, because it's not known. In other words, if you have edim, that's one thing. But if something we need to find out about it, then it's not shayach to say that the avon is mivurar. So it's still a maskeret avon. Here it definitely requires birur. It's just that the mayim is not going to be bodiker. So the original kedusha is a good kedusha, says Tosfos, but you can't use it. Now that's as far as the cases of sota are concerned. However, once we're talking about sreifa of a mincha, we want to point out that there are certain cases where a mincha is nisrefet almost by definition, and there's no particular issue involved. For instance, a woman is married to a Kohen. Now, where a woman is married to a Kohen, there is a problem in the mincha because a mincha of a Kohen, remember, is kalil toktor, lo yachel. There's no din of shirayim on a minchat Kohen. The entire mincha is brought on the mizbeach. The mincha of a Yisrael, and for that matter, a woman who's married to a Kohen, even if she's a Kohenet, has a din of a Yisrael in this halacha. The mincha is nikmetzet. But the problem is, once you bring a kometz, you've created a state of shirayim on the leftovers. So the shiraim normally would be eaten to the kohanim. But the problem is that since the husband has a chelek in this mincha, he's the one that brings it, therefore it becomes an iser to eat because of lo yachel of a minchat kohen. So what can you do with it? You can't bring it up to the mizbeach because shiraim are asur on the mizbeach, which we'll see later on, we darshan from mimenu. You cannot be pote, it was already kadosh b'kli. You cannot eat it because it belongs to a kohen, and a minchas kohen is not eaten. Therefore, the only thing to do is to be soreif. So kol nisrot lekohanim minchotayim nisrafot. Therefore, if you have a bat Yisrael who is married to a kohen, minchata nisrafet. You have a kohenet that was nisaitli Yisrael. That's not a problem. Because a kohenet does not have any of the dinim of the kohuna when it comes to this issue. And therefore, minchata nechelet like anybody else. Ma bein kohen lekohenet. Let's just define the various differences. We've just indicated one of them, that a minchat kohen cannot be eaten, whereas a minchat kohenet can be eaten. What other differences are there between a male and female in the mishpachat hakuna? Okay, so minchat kohenet is ne'echelet. Minchat kohen is ne'echelet. A kohenet can be mitchalelet. So she, if she is niv'elet to someone pasul, she becomes a chalala and can no longer eat truma. But a kohen, even if he sleeps with someone that he's not allowed to, it does not impact him. It only impacts his children. So lo yichalel zar'o. He himself is not mitchalel. A kohenet is allowed to be mitamah lemetim. A kohen is asur to be mitamah lemetim. A kohen eats kodshei kodashim, kol zachar, but ein kohenet ochelet bekodshei kodashim. A kohenet cannot eat any of the things that the kohen is eating from, let's say, a korban chatas, a korban asham. Even though it's given to him, it cannot be shared with his wife. And in general, ma bein ish le isha. Once we're talking about the differences between male and female kohanim, what in general differences are there between male and female in these kind of halachot? Obviously, there are many other issues that the Mishnah is not going to discuss, such as the overall din of the Chiyav and Asay, Shazman Gorma, and so on. We're talking about in those things which we do have shared Yisuri. So, Aish, the differences would be, let's say, when it comes to a Mitzorah. So, a male Mitzorah is Porea. He lets his hair grow out, Uforeim, and he tears his begonim. Ve'in Aisha Porat Uforeimet, as we will see. Aish Madir Beno Benazir, as we spoke about in Masechet Nazir. So a man can turn his son into a Nazir, but a woman cannot be Madir Beno Benazir. Aish Migaleach Al Nazirut Aviv. A man can use the money that his father left over for his father's Nazirut for his own Nazirut. But in Aisha Migalachat Al Nazirut Avia, even though she is Yoreshet Avia, let's say there were no males, as we saw in Masechet Nazir. Aish mikadeshet bito, a man can accept kedushin for his daughter, but ein aisha mikadeshet et bita, a woman cannot do that. Aish mocheret bito, vein aisha mocheret et bita. There's a halacha that a male has rights to sell his daughter as an amah until the age of 12, but a woman does not. Aish niskal arom, vein aisha niskelet aruma. A male and a female can both be niskalot, but a male will be niskal without clothing, but a woman is not niskalat aruma. Ha'ish nitla, there's a halacha of hanging, meaning in cases of skila, to expose for a moment to the public what is done to such a person, but that's not done for a woman. Ein ha'isha nitlet. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevato, ve'in ha'isha nimkaret b'gnevato. A man who steals and doesn't have money to pay back is sold into avdut in order to make money to pay back the money. Masha enkein, a woman is not. So even though in the ikar halacha, in all of these cases, a woman is included, in other words, a woman can be a mitzorat, a woman can be a nizira, a woman does have dinim midrabanan about accepting kedushin for her daughter. A woman can be niskelet, and a woman can certainly be chayevet in cases where tliya would be an issue. whether it was an Ovedet Avodat Kochavim or someone who was Chas V'Shalom Mekalel Es Hashem. Yadisha is certainly included in Dinim of Geneva. However, not in these particular Prote Dinim. The general differences between Ish V'Isha, as Tosis points out in Amud Beit, are not listed in this Mishnah. And these things are not listed in the other Mishnayos that list the general differences. So this is a very specific type of list of Nashim. Tana Rabbanan Kol Nisrot Lekuhuna Minchoteihem Nisrafot. Now, it says in the Braita that the woman who is married, we're not now no longer talking about a Minchat Sota. Anybody, even if it's a Minchat Nidava, if she is married to a Kohen, the mincha is nisrefet. Now, of course, nisrefet has two possible meanings. Nisrefet could mean nisrefet on the mizbeach, so that it's all brought on the mizbeach. Or nisrefet could mean what we've been taking it to mean until now, which is that it's nisrefet al beit hadeshen, like the first case. Ketzad. So now the Braita is going to explain what we mean. A kohenet, or a levia, or a yisraelit. Any of them who are niseit l'kohen, when we say a woman who is niseit l'kohen, we don't mean only a bat Yisrael who is niseit l'kohen. It's exactly the same thing if a bat kohen is niseit to a kohen. In any of these cases, ein mincha ne'echelet, we cannot eat the shirayim. Mipnei sheyesh lo chelek ba. Since the kohen has a chelek in it and a minchat kohen lo te'achel, because it's Khalil Tuktar, so we can't eat now the Shirayim. But on the other hand, Einao La Khalil, we can't take the whole Mincha without doing a Kometz. No Kmitza. We can't do that. Mipnei Sheyesh La Chelek Ba. Therefore, what do? We do Kmitza. The Kometz is Korev Ba'atzmo, so the Kmitza is brought separately as a Matir, and HaShirayim Krevim Ba'atzmam. So obviously this Tana does not hold that we burn it means on the Beit HaDesh. We burn it on the Mizbeach. Yes, the Gemara, burn it on the Mizbeach. Isn't that an Issur D'Oraita? Ikre kan kol shehu mimenu le'ishim harehu bebal taktiru. Now this is a famous drush. Kol se'or v'chol devash lo taktiru, and get this extra word. Lo taktiru mimenu ishelash. What do you mean mimenu? Are you allowed a little bit of sor v'dvash? I mean, say kol sor v'chol d'vash. Any sor, any dvash cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Why are you saying mimenu? Therefore, we darshan in a beautiful drasha that something that had a mimenu is like sor v'dvash. So in other words, sor, dvash, or mimenu cannot be brought on the mizbeach. What does mimenu mean? Anything which had part of itself brought on the Mizbeach already. So in other words, if you have, let us say, a Korban Chatas, you brought now the Dam that's Matir, the Bosser. You brought the Emurim that are Matir, everything else, that are the your Makrif to be Mechaper. What's the din of the Bosser? Well, Kol Shemimenu, if part of it went up Le'ishim, Lo Taktiru, you're not allowed to bring up the Bosser. So if the Kohen and the Bialim agree, well, you know what, why don't we go all the way? Let's bring up the whole thing to God. That's an Issur D'Oraisa. You can only bring the parts that are roi for the Mizbeach. But the same thing is true of a Mincha. Let's say you do Kmitz of a Mincha, and now you have Shirayim. So now you've got the Shirayim, the equivalent of the Basar of a Chatas. You cannot bring the Shirayim on the Mizbeach. The only place where you could bring a Mincha entirely on a Mizbeach is where you have a mincha that's the equivalent of an ayla. Where is there a mincha that's an ayla? A mincha's kohen. Khalil toktar. But by definition, it's khalil toktar because there was no kometz. Therefore, there's no mimenu. But what you're doing, says the Gemara, is creating an impossible hybrid. You're saying, because of his chelik, so we're unable to eat it. But because of her chelik, we can't bring the whole thing up at once. So we need to do kmitza. Okay, do kmitza. Bring the kometz up, and then bring the rest up. That's ridiculous. Once you did the kmitza, you created shirayim. But shirayim is mimenu. So now you're stuck. How do you do a mimenu la'ashem, says the Gemara? That's our problem. If it was mimenu la'ishim, then bal taktiru mimenu on the mizbeach. Ishel Hashem. Okay, so that's the meaning of these esoteric words over here. It's taken for granted that we remember this drasha. Therefore, says the Gemara, is this not a classic case of ikrikan? Let me read here, meaning let me apply here the pasuk of kol shehu mimenu. That word, liishim, is bal taktiru, lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Says the Gemara, indeed, it is. But Omar Yehuda Breda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, the Masik Lula Shumetzim, Kit Rabbi Eliezer. We've had many times before a halacha that when something is prohibited to be brought up on the Mizbeach, that doesn't mean you can't burn it on the Mizbeach. I mean, they burn wood on the Mizbeach. So this is flammable stuff. Couldn't it be wood? It means you can't bring it as food on the Mizbeach. You can't feed the Mizbeach this stuff. But you can, I mean, human beings eat things and then they burn things to keep themselves warm. You're not going to confuse those two things. Human beings eat things and some of them smoke. Of course, that's a Mizbeach Kapara because. But Lamaisa, the same thing should be true over here. And that indeed is Rebbe Lazar's famous drasha. He says, take a look at the continuation of the Pasuk of Mimenu Taktiru. What does it say? Korban reishit takrivo otam laHashem ve'ela mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. Why does it say l'reach nichoach? Why doesn't it say mizbeach lo yalu? The point, therefore, that's being made over here is that we never really care what you burn as fuel on the mizbeach, but what we do care about is not to bring the wrong things in order to feed the mizbeach, which is reach nichoach. So if you bring up something such as these shiraim, you say, okay, I don't want this to be a reach nichoach. I just want it to be consumed as fuel. Then there would be no iser. Because after all, your intent anyway is definitive when it comes to kachim. So therefore, says Rebbe Eliezer, you bring it up, l'shem etzim. You have in mind that I'm only bringing this to burn it. And d'tanya, Rebbe Eliezer omer, l'reach nichoach iata ma'ale. The pasuk says, l'reach nichoach lo yalu. All right. Don't bring it up, l'reach nichoach. Aval atamale l'shum etzim, but you can bring it up for etzim. Now, the question is, why are we doing this? So Rashi says, very strangely, Rashi says, well, what you do is you make a t'nai. So you say like this, if we look at this mincha as a minchat kohen, so then there never was a k'mitza, because you're not komets a minchat kohen. So then the kmitza might as well ignore her because there was no din of bringing a matir and the kmitza was irrelevant. It would be like taking the minchat, splitting it into two parts. Okay, big deal. So then it does not have a din of kol shemimenu liishim because the whole thing is the same. There is no shirayim part and matir part. Therefore, I want to bring this whole thing up as a mincha. On the tzad, however, that this is really considered to be her mincha, then the kmitza was a valid kmitza. Then we have shirayim. If that's the case, then these shirayim are being brought up as wood. Says Tosis, what the heck is Rashi talking about? Did anybody say it was a suffix? Where is this? There's a suffix here. That's nice, says Tosis. That was a holdover from a completely different case, where over there, there really was a t'nai. Because what happened was a kohenet got confused. They brought the carbon for her and for her child, who was a kohen. And they got confused between the two of them. There you have a problem. Because you don't know which one was chayev and kmitza, which one wasn't. There you make a t'nai. Says Tosis, there must be that Rashi's word processor. He just lifted the whole thing out, put it over here, and forgot to delete this piece of it. Because this has nothing to do with it. That's called agav shitve. Once you're flowing along, you know, you just blow the whole thing into another location, but it doesn't make any sense over here. Obviously, the point here, says Tosfos, is that we're talking about elements of both, so that this is partially his and partially hers. And therefore, what we're saying is, the part that is the Kohen's, we're not making it tonight, the part that is the Kohen's never had kmitza. So that's burnt, the part that is hers, had kmitza. That's only coming up as fuel. The fact that I can't ever possibly distinguish between the two is irrelevant because I'm doing the same act. I'm only intending that the act has different import depending on which element is there. So even though it's one act, but it's being perceived in different ways. Like much of life, Abba, Richie. It's not a brera. Brera requires a future in order to show what was in the past. Over here, things are different depending on what it is you intend, which is obvious all over. That's what the media is great at, because they strip the intent, and therefore there's no content, and everything is clear. As I always say, define the difference between love and pornography. Go ahead, by snapping a picture. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice if you hold a verbal Eliezer. Fine. So then you have this halacha that you have an option of putting it on and having an intent that it should be something else. But how about if you don't hold that? How about if you hold like the Rabbanan? Say, hey, Nichol Eliezer, fine. The eat le'aisvara. He holds it. You can do such a thing. But according to the Rabbanan, the let le'aisvara, what are you going to do? Ma'ikol ha'meimar. What is there left? You can't possibly explain a mode of bringing shirayim on the mizbeach when it's a suffix, iser d'oraita, or if Rashi doesn't mean suffix, then there's a vaday elements, it's an iser d'oraita. So how are you bringing it up? I don't understand. Says the Gemara, no. Obviously, according to the Rabbanan, nisrefet cannot mean nisrefet on the mizbeach. According to the Rabbanan, they would do exactly what Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Shimon would do. Now, this story of Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Shimon once again is an appeal to our better natures who remember Mesechet Zvachim and so on. Right? So it's taking for granted that you understand that there's a machloket in general. What is the halacha of a minchat kohen that is coming, not as a nidava, but that is coming as a korban chatas? And remember, there are cases where you bring a mincha as a korban chatas. Because there are cases where you have a korban oil of a yoreid, in which the dale dalut, you have a choice. Animal, if you're poor, too poor to afford an animal, you bring a birds. And if you're too poor to afford the birds, you bring a mincha. So there is such a thing as a minchat chote. Now, by the minchat chote of a kohen, we have a little bit of a problem. What's the halacha over there? Is the Minchat Kohen similar to a Minchat Kohen of Yisrael? Because what it says in the Torah is something very strange. Vaita la Kohen ka Mincha. Okay, what does that mean? It should be for a Kohen the way any Mincha of a Kohen is, or it should be for a Kohen the way a Minchas Yisrael is? Does it mean like his Mincha? Does it mean like the standard Minchat Chote? Now that's the Machlokas. Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon and the Chachamim. So Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. So there we have a machlokas between Rebbe Shimon and the Rabbana. So he says, look, it doesn't say Vaitala Kohen Kaminchato, does it? It says Vaitala Kohen Kamincha, which means a standard mincha, which means like a Yisrael, which means that the minchas chote of a Kohen requires kmitza. Not like the mincha of a Kohen that's brought as an adava, which does not require kmitza, but which is kalil toktar, it's brought up entirely. And therefore, you do the kmitza. Now, what do we do with the shirayim? Because a minchas Yisrael, the shirayim are always ne'echalim. But what do we do in this case? So in other words, now we've got a problem. It says over here, Vaitala kohen ka mincha means la kohen ka mincha. Meaning, as far as the kohen's business, the avodas kohen's business, it should be like a mincha, meaning that it requires kmitza. But it only says la kohen ka mincha, doesn't say la mizbeach ka mincha, doesn't say la yishim ka mincha. So in other words, the part of the mizbeach, the shirayim, we would treat it as if it's a separate piece. So the kohmetz is brought separately, and now the shirayim is brought separately. How do you bring it separately? Rebbe Shimon does not hold of the drasha of mimeno. So he doesn't have this problem at all. So he says, fine, we don't treat it the way we would normally treat it. So la kohen, only the part that has to do with avedas hakohen. But as far as the rest is concerned, you treat it the way you would treat any mincha. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says, of course you can't do that. Because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon agrees with his father in one element, that it requires kmitza, but disagrees about the fact that there's no iser of haktorah of shirayim. So he says, what do? You put the mincha, the kometz on the mizbeach, and the rest is burned not on the mizbeach, but on the Beit HaDeshan. Now, it's true that the Rabbanan don't agree with that, because they say you don't do kmitza. Remember, we have three shitot, the primary two shitot. According to the Rabbanan, a minchas kohen that is a chatas is vaita la kohen ka mincha, the way it always is. No kmitza, kalil takta. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's kmincha, meaning kminchas Yisrael. Those are the two shitot. Now, there's an additional sub-issue, and if you hold that you do kmitza, what do you do with the shirayim? Says Rabbi Shimon, what's the problem? Bring it up separately on the Mizbeach. There's no Isser to bring Shirayim on the Mizbeach. Says his son, Rabbi Elazar, no. My father is right that you do Kmitza, but once you did Kmitza, you created Shirayim. And then you have the Isser of Kosher Bimen Aliyishim, so then the rest is Rabbal Taktiru. Well, what do you do with it? You put it on the Beit HaDeshen. Now, it's true that the Rabbanan disagree, but Afilu Rabbanan, lo pligi ala de Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that's a unique case where they argue and they say that the chovah of a kohen, the chatat of a kohen, is no different than the minchas nedovah of a kohen. So mamela, they never get into the problem of what to do with the shirayim, because there are no shirayim, because there was no kmitza. But in a case where there would be a kmitza unavoidably, such as this case, where for his wife's sake, there needs to be a kmitza, whether you're talking about a minchas sodava for his wife, or the minchas sota for his wife, you're stuck. You have to do the kmitza. In that case, the rabbanan end up basically being in the same pickle that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was. Because here you have a mincha that we have no choice but to do a kmitza, which is exactly what the situation is according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon by the minchas chayte of a kohen, and you have shirayim, which cannot be brought on the mizbeach, which is exactly the situation like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon in the case of a minchas chayte. Therefore, you're going to have to do the same thing that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon would do by a minchas chayte, the Rabbanan would do by any mincha, because basically it boils down to exactly the same issue. A minchas kohen that you unavoidably did a kmitza, whether you unavoidably did a kmitza because the Torah says to do a kmitza on a minchas kohen, or because you'd unavoidably did a kmitza because of the fact that his wife owns part of it. Whatever the situation, watch out! Whatever the situation is, you're going to end up having to burn the shirayim on the Beit HaDeshen, like Rabbi Elazar, burn, like Rabbi Elazar, baby, burn, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So, not to get confused. Now, this is to say, I feel Rabbanan lo poligalei the Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. The only machlokas was about whether this is one of those cases, a minchas chote of a kohen. They hold it's about akrova, but there are certainly other cases in the set. The other cases are, we've just had examples, minchas Eishes Kohen, who's a Saita. A Minchas Nadava of an Eishes Kohen. Whether she's a Kohen, Yisrael, Levi, doesn't matter. So in all of those cases, Afilu Rabbanan Meida, that the word Nisrafot in our Mishnah, therefore, would not mean that we're Makrivit Liatzmai. It would mean we put it on the Beit HaDeshen, which is exactly what we thought all along before the Braita confused us about Makriv Liatzma. But of course, we're no longer confused. We now have a very broad perspective, taking into consideration all possible shitas and issues. Bat Yisrael ha-nisu'ah. So what do we see? That if you have a Bat Yisrael who is married to a Kohen, you have even a Bat Kohen. A Bat Kohen is exactly the same thing. Why? My time to Makrah, v'chol minchat Kohen kalil ti'yeh lo te'achel. Kohen, velo kohenet. The stress over here is on the male kohen. A kohenet can be mitchalelet, but a kohen cannot be mitchalel, minolan. Amrakra velo yechalel, zaro be'amav. In sleeping with one of these prohibited women, he shall not do such a thing, and that would be mechalal, the child that would be born from such a union. But only Zaro mitchalel, but he himself would not be mechalel. No mitchalel. A kohenet is allowed to be metamala metim, but not the male. My taima. Omra kra emor ela kohanim b'nei Aharon, the sons of Aharon, and only the sons of Aharon are included here. B'nei Aharon velo b'not Aharon. A kohen eats kotche kotchim, but not a kohenet. Why? Why? It says b'feirish. Kol zachar, you can't get more clear than that. Every male, b'vnei Aharon, certainly not the females that are the sons of Aharon, they are yochlena. No, nobody. Uma ben ish leisha in general. Tanur abonim. Ish. Oh, finally. Ish. Ein liela. Too late. Ein liela ish. Isha minayin. How do we know now that there is a halacha of tzara'at by an isha as well? Look. It says v'atzorua asher bo anega. I mean, that's what, obviously atzorua asher bo anega. What else are we talking about in atzorua asher bo anega? No, atzorua asher ein bo anega, for heaven's sakes. So is atzorua asher bo anega certainly talking about an additional case that you may not have noticed up front? You thought it meant only males? Not true. You obviously are adding harekan shnayim, or the girsa in other tfusim is harekan isha. We're saying clearly that it's more than a male that's involved. So then why does it stress ish in this case? Why talk about an ish who has a nega, ish tzorua hu tameh? It's strange, pasuk ish tzorua. Why dafkan ish tzorua tzorua hu? Because the continuation of this pasuk is that you have to be porea uforeim, begadav yufrumim. Rosho yeforua, that is only ish tzoruahu. So therefore, the Torah is coming to tell me the woman is included in the general dinim of tzaraat, asher bohanega, harekan shnayim, or harekan isha. Boy, people listening into this probably think I'm a werewolf or something. But nonetheless, she is excluded from the words ish tzorua from the din of Rosho Yefarua Begadav Yofirumim. Next, we had the case of Ish Madir Beno Benazir Vine Isha Madir Bina Benazir. And we have now our old standby. It's Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachai Benazir. Don't attempt to learn another psukim, even though we did that before. We keep things easy. Ha'ish Migaleach Nezirut Aviv. Veina isha migalachat al nezirut avia. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is also halacha ibadazir, even though there is a din of Yerusha in this case, and there are no brothers, doesn't matter. The woman cannot be migalachat on kesef stam that had been left over towards the nezirus of a father. Ha'ish mikadeshet bito, veina isha mikadeshet et bita. There's a little bit of a problem in that, of course, we left out the main part of the pasuk that we're learning this from. But it says in the pasuk, "Ve'amar avi hanara elazekenim et biti natati leish hazeh, avi hanara velo em hanara haish molcheret bito ve'in haisha molcheret et bita." Also, it says, "Ki imkor ish et bito la'ama haish niskal arom maitaima." Again, we keep it simple without getting you those who learn it from the svara. Veragmu oto. Now, it says in the Torah that there's a din, there it's talking about a mekalel, hotzeata mekalel, o michutz l'machane, v'ragmu oto kol ha'idah. Does that mean that only a male can be a mekalel that's chayev skila? Mayoto. Ilema oto velo ota. I mean, it says beferish, not like that. V'otzeita et ha'ish ha'hu o et ha'ish ha'hi. So let's get over that. It's clear over here that both sexes are able to be included in the overall halacha of a mekalel, and they have a din of skila. So therefore, when it's stressing oto, what it means is he as he is, meaning in his birthday suit. He didn't come along oto with his clothing, and therefore when we are circle him, it's only going to be him. But that's below ksuta. But that's stressing only he, the male. Velo ota below kisuta. Ha'ish nitla ve'in ha'isha nitla maitaima. Omar cross, since it says in the Torah, "V'chiyeh b'ish chet mishpat mavet v'humat," which we learn out on the Yisroi Skila, "V'talita oto al etz," and that's oto v'lo ota. "Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevato v'ina isha nimkeret b'gnevata my taima." Omar cross, "V'nimkar b'gnevato b'gnevato v'lo b'gnevata." And so once again, the Torah has excluded women from the halacha of mechira, despite the fact that obviously for all other purposes, they're included in the dinim of Geneva. Hadran halacha ya notel arusa v'shomeret yavam lo shotot v'lo notlot ketuv. Rabbi Shimon omer en zchuto la b'mayim amorim, v'im ata omer zchuto la b'mayim amorim, madeata tamayim b'pnei kol anashim ha-shotot b'tziyat ha-shem ra, ala torot shishatu, shomrim tebeotein ela shetaltalehem zechut. Rebbe Omer, azchut tola b'mayim ha-ma'orim. But there's still no way to make that mistake. Because ve'ina yoledet, ve'ina m'shabachat, ela mitnavna v'olechet. And in the end, in slow motion, as of imeita ba'ota mita. Nitmeit min chatat shalo kitcha b'kli, arei kikola menachot v'tipadeh. Ve'im m'shi kitcha b'kli, arei kikola menachot v'tisaref. Ve'ilu shemin chotehem nisrafot. Omeret tmeya ani lecha v'shabao la'idim shi tmeya v'omeret eni shota v'shabala eno rotza lashkota v'shabala ba'ala v'aderech v'chol ha'nesuot l'kohanim even in not sotot mitchotereyem nisrafot. So bat Yisrael sh'nisit l'kohen minchata nisrafet, or the kohenet sh'nisit l'Yisrael there's minchata nechelet because she has no din of the kohuna. What other differences are there? Ma ben kohen l'kohenet? In general, minchat kohenet is nechalet, minchat kohenet no nechalet. Kohenet mitchalelet, kohenet mitchalel. Kohenet mitamala metim, and kohenet mitamala betim. Kohen ochel mekotshi kodashim, and kohenet ochelet mekotshi kodashim. Ma ben ish li isha overall, ha'ish poreya uforem, v'ne isha poraat uforemet. Ha'ish madir v'no benazir, v'ne isha menadira v'na benazir. Ha'ish megalech al nezirut avi, v'ne isha megalachat al nezirut aviya. Ha'ish mekadeshet bito, v'ne isha mekadeshet bita. Ha'ish mocheret bito, v'ne isha mocheret et bita. Ha'ish niskal arom, v'ne isha niskalet aruma. Ha'ish nitle, v'ne isha nitle. Aish nimkar begnevato, ve'ina isha nimkeret begnevata. Ton rabbana. Kol ha'nisrot l'kuna minchoteyem nisrafot. Ketzat. Kohenet l'viya v'yisraelit sh'niseit l'kohenin minchata ne'achelet b'dei shesh lo chelek ba. On the other hand, in ola kalil, b'pnei shesh la chelek ba. Ela akom yitzkorev ba'atzmo, v'ashirayim krevim ba'atzmo. What? Ikri kan kol shumimena l'ishim areyo b'bal takdiru. Well, obviously it means the masculine shumetzim. Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Amel Reach Nichoachi Atamale, Aval Atamale Ola Shumetzim. Well, that's all very nice. And Nichol Rebbe Eliezer did lay high svara. The Rabbanit certainly never agreed with that. So the Rabbanit did lay high svara. My Igal Meimar. What's the problem? According to them, you'll burn it in the Beit Hadeshen. That's like Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon. I mean, the Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, in terms of a minchat kohen that's coming as a korban chatat, that a komitz karev beatzmo, vashirayim mitpazrim al beit adeshen, and although the rabbanon don't agree over there, that's because they don't hold of a kmitza. But that's only there. Afilu rabbanon lapigel the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, ela beminchat chotesh kohanim, because over there the whole thing is about the kravayi, since no kmitza was done, it was kalil toktar. El Abaha, where there was no choice but to do a kmitza. So they're in the same situation as Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, who agrees with them that there's an Isra Koshe Ben Alisha Batak Tiru. So then I feel a Rabban and Modu that we do what? We put it on the Beit HaDeshen. To burn it. Bat Yisrael and Yisrael, my time, and I'm a Krav HaChom, and Chat Kohen, Kalil Tia, Lo Tia Chel, Davka Kohen, Lo Kohenet. Kohen et mitchalel at the kohenin o mitchalel minol and abakalel chalel zaro be'amad. So that zaro mitchalel, but who ain't no mitchalel. Kohen et mitamala meti maitam agram morala akohenin b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron velo b'not Aaron. Kohen ochel b'kot shikot ha-shim t'chiv kol zachar b'nei Aaron yochlena. Uma ben ish lishat rabona. Ish, en li ala ish isha minayin, in Sarat, kishomer ve'atzerua shabar nega. Arei kan shnayin? See, im kei matam and lomar ish tzoruahu? That's the inshallah mata. Ish poreo foreim, ve'in isha poratu foremet. האיש מדיר את בנו בנזיר, ואיש המדיר את בנו בנזיר, אומר רבי יוחנן לך בנזיר. האיש מגלח על נזירות אביו, ואיש המגלחת על נזירות אביה, אומר רבי יוחנן לך בנזיר. האיש מקדש את ביתו, ואיש מקדש את ביתה, דכתיב את ביתי נתתי. האיש הזה קנים את ביתי נתתי לאיש הזה. האיש מוכר את ביתו, ואיש המוכר את ביתו, כי ימכור איש את ביתו. האיש נזכה לרוע מי טיים ורגמו אותו. Now you tell me what this auto is supposed to mean. אם הם אותו ולא אותה, it says very clearly, ואוצאת את האיש ההוא, או את האישה ההיא. So why stress him? אלא אותו meaning stripped down to pure him, ולא כסותו. ולא אותה, ולא כסותה. האיש נתלה ואין אישה נתלית ביתיים המקרא, ותליתו אותו על העץ אותו ולא אותה. האיש נמכר בגניבתו ואין האישה נמכרת בגניבתה ביתיים המקרא, ונמכר בגניבתו ולא בגניבתה.